The mysterious death of Argentine prosecutor Alberto Nisman put President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner on the defensive about her alleged role in blocking an impending investigation into the 1994 bombing of Argentina's Jewish community center that killed 85 people. Just days before he was found dead in his Buenos Aires apartment, Nisman, a special prosecutor in the 1994 bombing case, accused President Kirchner and Foreign Minister Hector Timmerman of trying to negotiate a side deal with Iran as a way of blocking the investigation. Iran has long been blamed for the 1994 bombing. Early on, Argentine officials labeled Nisman's death a suicide. The body of the prosecutor was found next to a .22-caliber handgun. But protesters in Buenos Aires charged that Nisman was murdered. In a Facebook post, President Kirchner joined those who doubted Nisman committed suicide, but she and her ministers dismissed Nisman's accusations that the government blocked the investigation into Iran's involvement in the bombing. Nisman's report, released after his death, described secret talks between Argentina and Iran to negotiate a food-for-energy swap that never took place. In 2013, a joint Argentine-Iranian commission was proposed to investigate the 1994 bombing, but last year it was ruled unconstitutional by an Argentine court. Africa is home to one-third of the world's mineral resources, including two-thirds of diamond mines and a heavy concentration of rare minerals used to power the digital economy. In recent years, many African nations have diversified their economies, boosting manufacturing and financial services. Still, the continent suffers from intense infrastructure bottlenecks. After the last commodity boom in the late 1990s crashed, Nigeria's currency sank by 80%. But in 2015, number crunchers at the World Bank expect African economies to continue to grow at 5% a year, driven by growth in the telecommunications, transportation, and finance sectors. Over the past decade, many African nations have benefited from improved fiscal management in smoothing out the dramatic swings in commodity prices and have built up rainy day funds during boom times. Some economists believe that the resource curse in Africa is losing its bite. As countries invest in improved education, new infrastructure, and the effective regulation of markets. The American Prospect magazine reports Norfolk, Virginia is in peril, as rising waters caused by climate change and sinking land puts the community at risk from storm surges. The stakes are high for Norfolk, as the town is home to the U.S. Navy's Atlantic Fleet. Since the 1970s, the number of flooding events has tripled. Even Norfolk's longtime mayor, Paul Frame, says residents must think about moving to higher ground to avoid constant flooding. The Norfolk Naval Station, home to 75 ships and 134 aircraft, employs 30,000 people. Retired Rear Admiral David Titley, an authority on climate change who served as the U.S. Navy's chief oceanographer, asserts, quote, "The time for action is now. Projected climate change may cause increased political instability around the world. We are not prepared for the future pace of climate change." Mike Tidwell of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network observes, "A new awareness of the consequences of climate change is building in Norfolk, where longtime community residents maintain that this kind of flooding did not occur 10 years ago, and it's getting worse every year." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Anna Manzo.